Ai, kei te whakarongo koe ki te reo irirangi poho he parakuihi tēnei, he, rāp, he parakuihi o rāpare tēnei. Kei te iwa miniti ki iwa karaka. It's 9 minutes to nine. We're with you until 10 o'clock this morning on BFM Breakfast. And inanahi, i kōrero aho ki Emi Rāketi i tana whakatauki o te rā. Yesterday I spoke to Emi Rāketi and she gave us a whakatauki o te rā, a whakatauki for today. And we're going to listen to that now and a little bit about Emi's reo journey. You've chosen a whakatauki for us today, but I thought I'd start by asking you a little bit about your reo journey and what Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori means to you.
Yeah, so I think lots of urban Māori, I didn't really grow up speaking te reo, but I grew up knowing Māori words. Mm-hmm. So I kind of had this funny situation of, on the one hand, having like pretty good pronunciation of te reo Māori, and on the other, not actually really being able to speak. Mm. And it wasn't actually until I was a student here at the university that I started trying to get better at te reo. I started going to like Hui Takatāpui and other kind of kaupapa Māori hui where te reo was being used, and kind of realising that I needed to be able to keep up. And so I kind of picked it up fairly organically, just being around other Māori people kind of for the first time in my life. And then during lockdown, my partner Kendra and I, hey babe, my partner Kendra and I started really trying to study so we could get better. And we got okay at Te Reo Māori then. It's really, I think, been in the last 4 years since we became mothers that both of us have kind of really committed to speaking Te Reo. So our daughter goes to the Kōhanga Reo here at the university, so Māori's her first language, and so we've kind of been trying to keep up with her. It's kind of like riding a wave where you don't need to be like, oh, he kai kōrero, tino pai, just kind of have to be good enough to keep up with a four-year-old.
That's a good sort of low-stakes environment. So, he aha tō whakatauki o tēnei rā that you've chosen for us?
Ka hoatu au te whakatauki, ka pū te ruha, ka hao te rangatahi, which is a whakatauki that I really like. Kind of for my own life as a launching point, but really just for politics generally. So what this means, or kind of how people talk about it, is like ka pū te ruha, like when the old net is worn out, ka hao te rangatahi, the new net is going to go fishing. So this kind of replacement of the old by the new. And I like this because I came to radical politics, which is kind of my background, through doing activism at a pretty young age. So in 2015, I was part of a group who blockaded the Auckland Pride Parade to protest cops and prison guards, leading it, of all things. And so we kind of started this activist group, People Against Prisons Aotearoa, in this context of totally spitting in the face of the kind of existing institutional queer politics that existed at the time, and saying, you know, giving this kind of issuing this challenge to the standing order, and people hated us, loathed me, loathed all of us. But it's an argument that we won, right? The cops don't participate in Pride anymore. And I actually, the last AGM, I got appointed a lifetime member of Auckland Pride for kind of the work that I've been contributing to carry this kaupapa. So part of why I like this whakatauki is kind of my life and the approach to politics that I've seen is important. But more importantly than like any random individual, I think that this whakatauki is really important because it gives us a clearer understanding of how Māori politics actually has always functioned. And I think this is really important specifically for us here at the University of Auckland, because this is kind of the refoundation place of Māori politics in the 20th century. So in the era of the new left social movements in the United States, the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, the Weather Underground, the Cultural Revolution in China, the student uprisings in France in 1968, Ngā Tamatoa kind of came into being here at the university, and similarly issued this challenge to the old net, to say that it's time for ngā rangatahi o Aotearoa, ngā rangatahi o te iwi Māori to go fishing. And I think that the successes of Ngā Tamatoa kind of obscures the revolutionary character in some ways. This is like the 50th year of Māori Language Week, and so it's become an institutional part of the country, but it comes from this directly challenging form of politics. They were routinely being thrown out of Waitangi by mana whenua for being there to issue the challenges to kind of the institutional form of Māori politics as it was being practiced. They were flying in the face of kind of all of the established power structures, not just in Aotearoa, which they did very successfully, but within Te Ao Māori too. And so I think that this whakatauke is really important because it invites us to recognise that this kind of challenge to the existing order is already part of how Māori politics works.
Koukou, te rā waiata, ko Billie Jean, te kai waiata, kei te whakarongo koe ki te reo irirangi poho, he parakuhi tēnei, you're listening to 95 BFM Breakfast. Tēnā koe, eni Emi Rākete, who gave us our whakatauki o te rā. Emi's whakatauki was ka pū te ruha, ka hau te rangatahi. When the old net is cast aside, the new net goes fishing. Tēnā wā tāhua. Okay, we're going to go into the news, if I can, coming up on the show. Rima miniti mai te iwakaraka, ka kōrero maua kia Alex, marunga just what the doc ordered. Te kaupapa ho, marunga te reo erirangi poho. We've got a new segment, just what the doc ordered, and we're talking to Alex from Doc about that. It's all very exciting. Whakarongo tonu mai.